This midterm review comes at a very critical period. This is the first year of the implementation of Agenda 2030 for sustainable development. It is really the biggest opportunity to link together the implementation of the Istanbul Program of Action for LDC development and, from our perspective, the Gender Equality Compact of Agenda 2030, financing for development outcome, Addis agenda, and the climate change outcome, as well as the Security Council Resolution 2242 on women, peace and security.
Is or does the gender equality or the lack of affect the economic situation in a country, or is it the other way around?
There is a mutually reinforcing relationship between gender equality, women's empowerment, particularly economic empowerment, and poverty eradication. Conversely, gender inequality, discrimination, and violence against women reinforces poverty and relapse into poverty. You need to make a virtuous cycle rather than have a vicious cycle, which is there in LDCs.
In all of these efforts, what are the main challenges you face on the national levels, the regional or the international?
Well, at the national level, it is very important to get the political buy-in of all the actors in government. First of all, the leader, the prime minister or the president, and the political party and his cabinet members must prioritize and support and recognize the value of this agenda. Second challenge that we face is investment. Chronic underinvestment in gender equality. LDCs generally face an issue of underinvestment because they are under-resourced. But within that, to prioritize this is a big challenge. Then the third big challenge is the challenge of social norms, cultural and traditional practices that are often harmful, anti-gender equality and women's empowerment. Having to change that, social norms need to be changed. And this is recognized in the Gender Equality Compact that I referred to earlier. All of the commitments that were made last year talk about changing social norms. Poverty compounds challenges. Mobilization and organizing civil society is an issue. So all of that is compounded in LDCs. All the more reason that they need to be supported by international development partners. LDCs need support to take forward the gender equality agenda in terms of official development assistance and targeting of that assistance, significantly increased development assistance, and also the tracking of that assistance. How much is going to gender?